From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Transportation has announced repaving work on Route 9 between the Bells Pond intersection and Route 82 and the Hudson City line will continue for 2 to 3 weeks, weather depending. Motorists are advised to expect continued traffic delays. Milling work has begun along Route 9, but paving is not supposed to begin until the week of July 23rd. Nancy Gelanti, a manager of Eager Brothers Farm Stand, which is located on Route 9, said, and I quote, "If you're coming out of Hudson, it will be a little rough on Wednesday. Route 9 and 23 are the main thoroughfares, so it has tied up traffic, but for the most part, traffic is now starting to move pretty quickly," end quote. For those who might want to avoid the work, Purcell recommends a detour north to Hudson by taking Route 9H to County Route 29 to Route 23B. Delays are anticipated south of the Bells Pond intersection of Route 9 in August as crews pave roll-up Jansen Kill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Nedwiadek is reporting for Politico New York. The State Department of Health, July 13th, released a highly anticipated study that recommends the legalization of marijuana. The report comes as public acceptance of the drug has increased and the disparate impacts of its prohibition on low-income communities of color have come under increased scrutiny. The report found the benefits of legalizing recreational marijuana outweigh the negative consequences, and it recommends a regulated system to avoid potential problems. The report states, and I quote, "It is imperative that a regulated marijuana program contain all necessary safeguards and measures to limit access for individuals under 21, minimize impaired driving, provide education and tailored messaging to different populations, and connect people to treatment if needed," end quote. With legalization, the department also estimates the state could generate between $248 and $678 million in tax revenue every year. It would also curb the number of arrests of Black and Latino residents on marijuana-related offenses. New York has lagged behind other progressive-leaning states on the question of legalization, and the state did not approve a medical marijuana program until 2014. Also on July 13th, the Department of Health issued emergency regulations allowing patients with opioid use disorder to use medical marijuana in conjunction with the treatment program. The regulations also permit patients with certain medical conditions to obtain a prescription for medical marijuana in place of an opioid. There are now more than 62,250 patients certified to use the drug, and about $12.4 million worth of marijuana products were sold in the first third of the year. Read the full story at Politico New York. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Attorney Don Boyajian and new Lebanon town clerk Tistra Holtling have submitted nominating petitions to qualify for the Democrat 107th Assembly District primary in September. Holtling and Boyajian of Cambridge, Washington County, are competing for the line in the November general election, but both are expected to challenge Republican Assembly member Jake Ashby in November. Ashley was elected in the April special election to fill the unexpired term of fellow Republican Steve McLaughlin. Holtling was endorsed by the Columbia County Democratic Committee. She filed 1,600 Democratic signatures July 11th. She also filed 86 Working Family Party signatures and 4 Women's Equality Party signatures to qualify for those party lines in November. Boyajian, an environmental lawyer with the Albany firm Dreyer Boyajian LLP, filed petitions bearing the signatures of approximately 1,100 Democrats in advance of the July 12th deadline as well. Holtling says she is the blue-collar candidate in the race and therefore best qualified to represent the district, which encompasses part of Columbia and Washington counties, most of Rensselaer County. Holtling said, and I quote, "I am working class, with my husband and I living from paycheck to paycheck with 3 children. We are not struggling, but a lot of families in this district are struggling. I won't be the people's voice in Albany. I will bring their voices with me," end quote. Boyajian ended a run for the 21st Congressional District seat against Republican incumbent Elise Stefanik in May to pursue the 107th Assembly seat this year. Boyajian said he knocks on doors for at least 5 hours a day, telling people he will fight for clean water in every town and fight against corruption in Albany. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Comptroller and executive are at odds over a bill submitted for payment by a local business. Comptroller Elliot Auerbach recently declined to pay a $708 invoice submitted by ColorPage, a Kingston company, for the printing of 7,500 cards for the County Department of Health and Mental Health because they include the name of County Executive Michael Hine. Auerbach claims that having Hine's name on the cards violates a policy adopted by the county legislature prohibiting elected officials from attaching their names to any public service announcement paid for with public money. The administration denied any wrongdoing and accused Auerbach of, and I quote, petty politics, end quote. The dispute stems from a policy adopted on a vote of 18-4 by the legislature in February. Hine returned the measure unsigned, allowing it to go into effect, but signaling his disapproval. County lawmakers found themselves in the middle of a quarrel last week when a series of memos between the comptroller and the county attorney landed in front of the legislature's Ways and Means Committee. In one of the memos to the committee, the county executive Ken Cornell pointed out 4 instances in which he said the comptroller paid for similar pamphlets ordered by the county clerk. After meeting, most legislators sided with the comptroller, but also said the comptroller should pay the bill. At the same time, officials conceded they have no authority to compel him to do so. Hine and Auerbach, both Democrats, have had a frosty relationship for several years, according to Doxey. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.